Hebrews chapter number 11. If you will, take your Bibles and turn there. We'll start off in verse number 1. Miss Michelle, if you can go ahead and throw that verse up there for us. We'll do our reading from verse number 1. We'll read a couple of scriptures, verses throughout the chapter as we look at this. But you're going to get some of my Sunday school lesson, and because I have not been able to let this go. And I think that it's something that's very relevant to today and something that we need to grab a hold of and we need to grasp. And if we got down to it, and you were honest with me and honest with yourselves, I think you'd say that you needed it as well, all right? Now, if I asked how many of you have faith, all of you would raise your hand, except for the people that was in my Sunday school last Sunday, all right? Because we understand what exactly this entails. But anyhow, if I was to say, do you have faith? We'd all raise our hands. We'd all say, oh yeah, preacher, I got faith. I got faith. And but as we'll see tonight, saying that you have faith and then not showing any evidence of it, man, it starts making you wonder, how good is my faith, right? So as we look at this, I want you to notice verse number 1, the Bible gives us a definition of faith right off the bat. It says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. All right, now that may be a confusing verse to us, may be a confusing verse to you, but if you look at it through the light of an organ, our eyes, all right, is the organ that shows evidence that something exists. We see it, right? Well, faith is the evidence that something exists that isn't seen. Is everybody get that? I need somebody to say amen if you understand what I'm saying. As our eye works, as our eye is the organ that says something exists because we see it, faith is that organ that exists in the believer that says, I believe it even though I can't see it. All right? And this is the definition that is given. And faith is something that all of us have to have. How many of you agree with that? All right, I done quoted one of the verses, verse number 6, don't go there, but verse number 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. So, if we are to please God, the only way that we can please God is through faith, all right? So, faith is not some foreign thing. Matter of fact, as we read on, the Bible says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And so this verse, very simple verse, it takes us all the way back to creation. Somebody help me out. Who was there when God created it all? Nobody. All right? So how do we have a biblical account? By faith. Because Moses wrote it, and he told us what happened there, but nobody was there. Remember, God asked the same question. Where were you when I framed the world? In other words, this is what God said. You didn't have nothing to do with it. You wasn't there. Nobody was there. All right? Now, I'm going to help somebody. Is everybody all right? These kids are being taught in school that evolution is how we've gotten to where we are today. But do you realize to believe evolution, you have to have faith? I'm going to run right over here and say it on this side. It's not been proven. It's no evidence for it whatsoever. So for you to believe that a monkey decided that he was going to be a human being, I need somebody to help me, then you have to have faith. And I'm just going to throw this out there. You got to have a lot more faith to believe that junk than I have to have to believe God said it and it was. Now, if you believe that there's a higher being, if you believe that God exists, then you'd have no problem believing that God could say something and that it would happen. Am I right or am I wrong? And so it takes less faith, really, for me to believe that God created this world in 6 days, 6,000 years ago, than for you to believe that two things in space collided and all of a sudden it set in motion billions of years ago what we know as today. Is everybody all right? And so through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. God said, let there be light. And there was light. It was God's word that framed. It was by faith that you and I understand that. All right? So we go on to verse number 4. And we're introduced to a character in the Bible. All right? Very early in the Bible. This is the second child, the second male born to Adam and Eve. The first one was Cain. But the second one, Abel, the Bible says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than his older brother Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. How? God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And so the very first person we're introduced to is Abel. He is a son of Eve. And if you'll remember, well, I ain't going to get into too much of this right now. We'll go back. But this is a son of Eve, the second child, the second man of Eve. Matter of fact, Cain was born first, and Eve pronounced that this was a man from the Lord. Matter of fact, I wonder if Eve didn't believe that maybe this was that seed. Is everybody all right? That she was told about, all right? I wonder if that first child wasn't a thought that this would be through him, that seed would come through him, or that seed was him, all right? We won't get into all that. But we learn by faith that Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice, and God approved it. Matter of fact, God showed that he was righteous because God testified of his gifts, that what he had brought was acceptable, all right? And more than likely, God consumed it with Shekinah glory as well. Now, verse number 4 or 5, it says, by faith, Enoch. How many of us remember Enoch? All right, you didn't meet him. All right, everybody all right? We didn't meet Abel either. We've just met him through Scripture. And Moses wasn't there when he wrote about him. But by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He pleased God. Now, Enoch, the Bible tells us that he walked with God and he was not. The Bible also tells us in the book of James, I think it is, no, Jude. The Bible tells us in the book of Jude that Enoch was a prophet, a preacher of righteousness, if you will. Enoch here is by faith another example that is given to us. And the Bible says about him that he pleased God. All right, now everybody with me? All right, so he pleased God. Then the very next verse, I quoted it already earlier when I introduced the song. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, God. Is everybody with me? And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All right, everybody, stay with me. The Bible says that Enoch pleased him. The Bible tells us the only way to please God is through, all right, is everybody all right? Now, what's our purpose in life? My Sunday school class would know this, all right? But what's our purpose in life? To please God. Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 11. Miss Michelle, real quickly, I know I didn't send you nothing up there, but if you can, we'll come back to verse number 6 as soon as we read verse 11 of Revelation chapter number 4. So Revelation chapter number 4, it says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Y'all should be saying amen right there. All right, this is talking about Jesus Christ. Is everybody with me? This is talking about the Lamb of God. This is talking about the Son of God. This is talking about Jesus Christ. And it says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. We know that? How do we know that? By faith, all right? And for thy, say it with me, and for thy pleasure, they are and were created. So our purpose in life as created beings, creation's purpose is to please. We're created for his pleasure, right? The Bible goes back, go back to Hebrews chapter number 11. The Bible in verse number 5 tells us that Enoch pleased God. He had a testimony that pleased God. How did he do that? He did that by faith, because without faith it is, it's not just difficult, it's not just hard, it's not just a bumpy road. Without faith, it is, everybody say it with me. Let's say it 3 times, all right? Without faith, it is
impossible.
Can't do it. We can't do it. Now, before we start yelling that we have faith, let's understand some things about faith. If we look back at faith, these men, you know, we look at Abel, and he brought an offering to God by faith, the Bible says. Enoch, he walked with God by faith. Enoch, he had a testimony, and by faith he walked with God. We move on through Scripture in verse number 7. It says, by faith Noah. Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Everybody with me? It takes faith to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so by faith, Noah, being warned of God, built an ark. Though he had never seen rain, though he had never seen a flood, though he had never seen anything of that nature whatsoever, he built an ark. And it took him 120 years to build the thing. I need somebody to help me. How many has ever started a project and after 120 seconds or 120 minutes, you no longer want to be a part of that project? This man spent 120 years working on a project. Hey, Miss Teresa, it never rained. In 120 years of him working on a boat, in 120 years of him building the ark after God said, I'm going to flood the world, he ain't never seen it rain. He was out there, I need somebody to help me, he was out there watching the fireworks in 100 degree weather just like me and you, saying, why in the world am I doing this? It ain't never rained. It ain't in the forecast. I mean, I've been watching the TV and they ain't even got rain in the forecast. Why am I doing? By faith, Noah did these things. All right, let's start just a little bit applying this to our lives. Okay? You and I have a warning from God too. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, we have a warning in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, God's going to come back. Let me tie something in. Enoch just wasn't some dude that he pulled out of the Bible. Do you realize that Enoch never tasted death? He never seen death. He walked with God and was not. The Bible says in Hebrews he was translated. God translated him. You know what's going to happen at the rapture? Is a translation going to happen? Those that are in Christ, those that are believers that are here and remain, are going to be caught up together with those that have died in Christ. We're going to be caught up together in the clouds to meet Him. Amen. You reckon that's just a coincidence that we've gone from Enoch, who never died? Brother Johnny gets it, none of the rest of y'all got it. Y'all just like, what? Huh? God's showing us something. Now, we're warned that this thing's going to happen. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, nobody's going to know it. Boom. No man knows it. Right? Well, let me ask you this. What kind of ark are you building? Well, what kind of ark are you building? I mean, if you got the same knowledge that he does, if you got the same warning that he does, that this world is going to come to sudden judgment, what kind of ark are you building? Now, God didn't expect you to spend 120 years building your ark. Oh, ain't that good? Now, we're going to please God. We're going to have to build an ark. I need somebody to help me. Y'all worried right now because y'all think I'm talking about a boat, and I'm not. I ain't. I'm talking about you and I have an ark that's unsinkable. You and I have the good news. You and I have something that has, though it's been tested, though it's been tried, it has never failed one time. It's never taken on any water. I need somebody to help me. Ain't no Titanic in this one, all right? Is everybody all right? I mean, this one's going to make it. Why? Because God said it. Is everybody seeing how all this tying together? By faith, it is impossible to please God. So what kind of faith, if I was to ask you right now, how's your faith? If you truly believed that tonight, let me ask you, all right, everybody get with me right here. Everybody with me right here. If you truly believed that God could come back before this service was over, would you be sitting here? Think about that before you start answering yes and being all spiritual-like. Is there somebody in your house? Is there somebody in your family? Is there one of your friends? Is there one of your coworkers? Is there one of your neighbors that you know right now that if God came back before this service was over, they'd spend an eternity in hell? If we truly had faith and believed that what God said was true, God spoke about hell more than he did heaven. It's a real place. Y'all come on, help me now. I know it's convicting, all right? You're going to have to save all that until we give an invitation. But if we truly believe God's word, do you believe God's word? Amen. Come on, y'all help me. Do you believe God's word? You believe God said it, and it was. Amen. So if God said that there's a real hell, do you believe it is? Do you believe that when God said, Jesus said this, by the way, he said the rich man died and in hell lifted up his eyes, being in torments. And he said to Abraham, he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. He said, for I am in torments in this flame, fire. Everybody with me? Jesus speaking. Jesus is telling the story. God is speaking. Remember Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 11? That was talking about Jesus. And it said, you created all things. That means Jesus did it. That means by his word, it was the same voice that they heard by the Sea of Galilee. The same voice that the soldiers heard when they come to get Jesus and they said, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am he. And they fell back on the ground. That same voice spoke out of nothing and said, let there be light. And there was light. So if he said it, help me, Miss Melissa, it's going to happen. So if he said there's a real hell, is there a real hell? If he said that sinners are going to go there, are sinners going to go there? If he says that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he's coming back, is he going to? If he tells us that we're the light of the world and we're to go out and share the gospel. So do we really have faith? My question to my Sunday school class is, are we really pleasing God? Are we really pleasing God? We don't share our faith because we're ashamed and worried what somebody might say about us. But I wonder, as I told my Sunday school class, if God's not sitting up there on the throne going, man, I sure am ashamed of this bunch. Because without faith, it is impossible to please him. What was your purpose? To please him. And the only way that you can please him is by faith. By faith in what? In his word. If he said it, it's going to happen. So how do we live by faith? How do we live by faith? How do we go through? I think the Bible gives us some examples of it. And we'll just be brief with it because I don't want to keep y'all here too late tonight. But I got like 6 points or something like that. And we ain't even going through all the chapter. Right? I ain't even going through all the chapter. Don't worry, I didn't write down any sub-points because I knew some of y'all would be like, man, I ain't going to be here till midnight. But if we look at this and we look at the examples that are given, we see Abel first off, and we see by faith we welcome God. Now stay with me. The Bible tells us by faith, verse number 4, Miss Michelle, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Tell me, what did Abel bring? Thank you, teacher's pet. So he brought a lamb. How many of y'all, that's not the teacher's pet, knows what Cain brought. Produce. He brought the fruit. He brought, listen to me, everybody listen to me. He brought the work of his hands. The Bible says that he was a tiller of the ground. The Bible says about Abel that he was a keeper of the sheep. Abel brought a sacrifice. He brought a firstling of the flock, a lamb. Cain brought the fruit of his labor. How many of you know the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast? How many of you know the verse, right? Obviously, I don't. But how many of us know that verse? That verse tells us that it's not by our works that we please God. It is by our faith. And so from the very beginning, these two men, the Bible says, at the appointed time, they came to God, and they offered their offering, and Abel offered a more perfect sacrifice, a more excellent sacrifice. Why? Because he had faith in what had been told to his mama and his daddy. He had faith that a redeemer would come, and that redeemer to him was the Lamb of God. Say, preacher, now that's pretty far-fetched. That ain't in the Bible, but I believe it is. I believe that they knew, these two boys knew exactly what God promised would come in Eve's seed, the woman's seed. Is everybody with me? Say, well, now how in the world can you believe that? The Bible tells us that Abraham, when he offered Isaac, he reckoned, he accounted that God was able to raise him from the dead. Jesus said about Abraham that Abraham seen my day. Did Abraham see his day? Come on, y'all. Was he there when Jesus was born? Was he there when Jesus died? No, but he seen his day. How? By? Oh. Though he didn't obtain the promise, he seen the promise. Oh. Is everybody all right? So by Abel, we see that by faith we welcome God. The only way that you can please God is through that sacrificial lamb. Not by the works of your hands. Oh, man. Wow. So it's like that. Yeah. How about this? The Bible says, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. Brother Rick, that means he's still telling a story. Abel's sacrifice is still telling a story. And you and I know that story. You and I know that story all through the Bible. But in Hebrews, the Bible tells us, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Y'all, that was good. I don't care who y'all are. Abel is speaking. And he's telling us, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hey, you can't do it on your own. There's nothing you can work. Quit being Cain. Quit raising Cain. Quit being Cain. We can't do it. It's by faith in what he did. Abel was looking forward and saying, a lamb's coming. John the Baptist said, the lamb's here. You and I said, the lamb came. Hey, and we're screaming, he's coming back. By faith, we welcome God. Number two, by faith, the second one, verse number five, Miss Michelle, by faith we walk with God. The Bible, it tells us that he was a prophet. It tells us that he was a preacher. It basically tells us that he was a witness is what it's trying to tell us. But more than anything, the Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God. I think it was J. Vernon McGee that told the story, and I'm not going to try. I ain't real good at telling the story, but I think it was J. Vernon McGee that told the story about a Sunday school teacher that was explaining to the kids how Enoch walked with God. And one day Enoch just got up, put on his clothes, packed a lunch, and he walked with God. And they just walked all day long. And Enoch said, it got started getting dark. And Enoch said, well, it's time for me to go back home. And God said, you know what? We're closer to my house than we are yours. I thought that was pretty good. Hey, why is it? Right? I need somebody to help me. By faith, we welcome God. By faith, we're introduced or we come into the family of God. But it's by faith that you and I walk with God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Somebody help me, all right? Now, if we believe that God spoke it and it existed, if God said it and it happened, all right, somebody help me, then why do we struggle so much with trusting God with our lives? Preacher, I'm going through a storm. Is it any different than what Jesus had to go through? I need somebody to help me. Is there not opportunity? And was there not times that Jesus stepped out on the boat and said, peace be still? Can God do it in your life? Yeah. I know, man, this is one of them things. I'm telling you, it was a gut punch when I was studying all this. Because how often do we really walk by faith? There's somebody sitting in here tonight and you worried about something that's coming up in your future. Oh, I need somebody to help me. You done figured it out. You done figured out how you gonna help God make this thing happen. Because, I mean, let's just be honest with it. He ain't capable of doing some things. I mean, he can speak the whole world into existence. But there's some things in our life he don't know about. He's not an expert in. And I'd be better off, I need somebody to help me, calling my friend who's never been through it, but they always give me good advice, than I am just trusting God. Saying, God, you know the ups in my life and you know the downs in my life. You know the left-hand turns and the right-hand turns. God, I trust you to get me to the other side of this. Might be through the fire, but God, I know that you can walk with me. Might be on the storm, but I know you can walk on water. Oh, I need somebody to help. Might be in a lion's den, but I know you can keep their mouth shut. By faith, we walk with God. By faith, we get up. Hey, it ain't all pretty. I need somebody to help me. It ain't all pretty. And let me go ahead and stop right now and say this, because this is something I've been wanting to say. I was like, don't forget to say this during the sermon. But nobody's faith is perfect. Now, we don't know much about Enoch, so we can't go back to Enoch's life and say his faith wasn't perfect. We don't know much about Abel. We can't go back. But Abraham, come on, I need somebody to help me. That joker had some problems. Bible says she's in this. Sarai's name's brought up. And she laughed at God. So not everybody. Let's just be honest. Not everybody's faith was perfect. Noah got drunk. I don't know. Is everybody all right? I mean, not everybody's faith is perfect. I don't want you to think that your faith has to be perfect, but we got to have faith or we can't even please God. That doesn't mean that we have to live 24/7 our entire life of faith to please God. But there's acts of faith that pleases God. Do y'all get that? These are acts of faith that please God. Now, should we live our life and walk by faith to please God where our entire life? Absolutely. But is it going to happen? Let's just be honest with ourselves. Probably not. But by faith, we welcome God. By faith, we walk with God. Verse number 7, by faith, we witness for God. Noah built an ark. All he had was a warning from God that at an appointed time, he was going to bring a sudden destruction to the earth. And so Noah, the Bible says, was a preacher of righteousness. Not only did he build a boat for 120 years, but he preached that judgment was coming for those 120 years. Is everybody with me? So by faith, not only do we walk, but by faith we witness. I tell others about Jesus. Why? Because he's coming back. How do I know he's coming back? Because he said he's coming back. Our job is to have faith. It's convicting. Think about my Sunday school class. This is the second time they've had to sit through this. By faith, he's coming back. He said it. Don't tell me you believe in creation and then we act as though God doesn't exist when he tells us he's coming back. He has not given us a time, Miss Melissa. He's not given us a day, Brother Johnny. But he's given us his word that it's going to happen. So how's your witness? By faith we welcome God. By faith we walk with God. By faith we witness for God. By faith we wait on God. Let's move on down. The Bible tells us in verse number 8 that by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a valley, Abraham was promised a son. Stay with me. And for years that son didn't come. You ever ask God to do something? He still ain't done it? You still waiting on God? God, I know you want to do this in my life. I know you want to do this in my marriage. I know you want to do this with my kids. I know you want to do this with my family. Come on, help me. I know you want to do this with my job. I know you want to do this in my church. I know you want to do this. But you're in a place of waiting. Listen, by faith we wait on God. Abraham didn't do it. Him and Sarah said, you know what? We'll make this happen. But yet, the Bible tells us by faith. Abraham, he got that seed that was promised to him. Like I said, his faith wasn't perfect. Everybody with me? I'm moving quickly because y'all already under conviction and I know it. By faith, we wait on God. By faith, verse number 17, we worship God. The Bible says, and by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. By faith we worship God. I ain't going to do a whole lot. But how many of you know this? It ain't always easy to come in here and raise your hand, shout and holler and jump around, do all this other stuff. It ain't always easy when choir gets up and sings Jireh for us to truly believe it and sing with it. Ain't always easy when we talk about a God on the mountain. Because we down in the valley. Ain't always easy to worship. But by faith we worship. Why? Because he's worthy. Revelation chapter number 4, verse number 11, we read it. It says, thou art worthy, O Lord, of all glory and honor. To receive glory and honor and power, thou art worthy, O Lord. So by faith we worship him. Why? Because he's worthy. Are y'all getting any of this? By faith we welcome God. By faith we walk with God. By faith we witness for God. By faith we wait on God. And by faith we worship God. Sometimes it ain't easy. Matter of fact, the Bible calls it in places a sacrifice of praise. When your whole world's torn apart, your heart's ripped out of your chest, you walk into the church and you're thinking, man, it can't get no worse. He can't get no better. He can't get no worse. I need somebody to help me. He's just worthy. Doesn't matter what our circumstances are. Lastly, I'm done. By faith, we work for God. I ain't got time, so I'm not going to do it. I feel like God's ending the thing. But if we go on through Scripture, we'll find out in verse number 23 that Moses refused the throne of Egypt, raised by Pharaoh's sister. refuse the throne, refuse the treasures. The Bible says he refused the pleasures of sin to do what? To serve God. What was his purpose? What was Moses? A deliverer. And so by faith, Moses stood before Pharaoh. And by faith, that God said, I'm going to do this. Moses stood before Pharaoh and said, let God's people go. He worked by faith. This was what God had for him. This was the purpose. This was his ministry. And Moses forsook all and worked for God's purpose in his life. I don't know what step and which person you relate to in the story of Hebrews 11 that we've gone through. But maybe tonight you need to come around the altar and commit to walking by faith. Maybe welcoming God. Maybe you're not saved. By faith, it is impossible to please him. You're not going to come to God and say, well, I did this and I did that. As a matter of fact, the Bible says this, that many will come to him that day and say, did we not cast out demons? Did we not do all these miracles? Did we not do all these works? And he said, and I'll look to them and say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Why? Because you can't come to God with your works. We come by faith. We walk by faith. Maybe you're in a period of time where you're waiting. Oh, I need somebody to come get a hold of God, because it's only by faith that we wait on God. You ain't got faith in the waiting period, you'll make the same mistakes that Abraham and Sarah did. You'll start figuring out ways that you can help God do this, or you can help God do that. But my purpose in life is to please him. So by faith, I'll wait on him. By faith, I'll witness for him. Now, I think that was a gut punch to every one of us. Because if we really got honest and everybody was honest in this church tonight, we'd say we're all lacking when it comes to witness. There may be even somebody in this building that you have never, not one time since you've been saved or in your life, have you ever talked to somebody and shared the good news with them? We're commanded to do so. By faith we do it. Our purpose is to please him. Maybe tonight, the area that you need to help in is worshiping. Say, preacher, my life hasn't been it ain't gone like I expected it. Seems like most of my days, unlike Noah's in the rain, is in the darkness. Overwhelmed by those things around me. God, I give anything for a good day. I struggle just to get out of the bed. I struggle just to get in the car. I struggle just to leave the house. I struggle to put a smile on my face. I struggle in my relationships, because I've been so hurt. God, everything's a struggle. By faith, we worship him. By faith, we say, you're worthy, God, no matter what my circumstances, no matter how ugly it is. You're worthy. Whatever you're teaching me in this trial, whatever you're teaching me in this test, by faith, God, I'm going to worship you.
I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to work for you. James said that our faith, the evidence of our faith, is in our works. He doesn't say that our works is what brings us faith. He says that it's our evidence of our faith is that we do. Not only do we hear God's word, but we do it. And maybe there's somebody tonight, an area of your life that you need to increase your faith is in your works, your ministry. God expects you to do something. He didn't save you to just sit on a pew. He didn't save you to sit in a chair. He didn't save you to show up whenever you need Him, punch in a little code like an ATM and get what you want from God. He told His disciples, He says, if you'll not die to self, you'll not pick up your cross. If you'll not carry that cross, if you'll not deny yourself and follow me, He said, you cannot be my disciple. God's looking for more than just hearers, but doers. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you tonight. Lord, I'm thankful for Hebrews chapter number 11. Lord, I read it and I'm encouraged. As I look at all the heroes of faith, Lord, and see the difficulty, the adversity that they went through, and yet they trusted you. They all died. All of them, they all died. Enoch was translated, but the others, they died, having not obtained the promise. They had faith in something they never seen. They never got to see it on this side of the grave. But yet, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please you. First, know that you are God. But then it says, know that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Our reward may not be here. Our reward may be there. But by faith, we please you here. We haven't gotten to it in our studies, Lord, but I've read the chapter. I know after all those names are mentioned, there's a verse in there that says, and many others. It wasn't just a few that shown faith throughout the history of this world, but many have pleased you with their faith. God, I pray tonight that everybody in this building will please you with their faith. Their faith, Lord, in welcoming you. I pray that everybody in here is saved. Matter of fact, with heads bowed and eyes closed, you'd be honest with the preacher tonight and say, preacher, I do not know that I'm saved. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand right up where I can see it. Raise it up quickly, quickly. Preacher, I don't know that I'm saved. Is there anybody like that? Lord, according to everybody in this Bible, Lord, by faith, we've welcomed you into our lives. So now, Lord, I pray for everybody to walk in faith. I pray that each person in here will witness in faith, wait in faith, worship in faith, work in faith. God, that we may please you in all that we do. Give you honor and glory that's due to you. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure were and are they created. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.